My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all, you know, for taking the time out of your schedule. Thursday morning, you know, you're up bright and early. Great hot weather out here in the Southwest. And, you know, starting your day and realizing that you want to put yourself first and you want to start thinking about your own health. That's a great thing. You know, because we're not all coming from a place of great health. And many of us have been wanting to do something in this arena for a long time. And for whatever reason, we get in our own way. We get in our own head. We get in our own way. Life gets in our way. And then we end up just pushing ourselves farther and farther back to the end of the line. And then we end up having some problem come up, or a bad blood workup, or a fiasco, or a health situation. And then all of a sudden, we want to do everything available to start getting our health going again. And that's just human nature. But, you know, it's kind of like going to class in college and never showing up for class. And then all of a sudden it's the final exam and you're cramming all this information in your brain, trying to get it all in there in 2 days. And so you can regurgitate it on the final exam. And it's just a lot of work to be able to get it done at one time. Our health is the same way. If we were doing small, tiny things along the way, you know, everything would be a refresher course and we wouldn't be learning everything when there was something that came up that needed our full attention. You know, we would have already been doing things, you know, and these tiny little things that we could be doing, you know, changes in diet and sleep and exercise and focus and even mindset and mood, these things can make a dramatic difference. And you don't have to do it all overnight. Just tiny little changes can bring you closer to a healthier way of living. So every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the best guest in the industry, the topics that are relevant for today's world, and the things that we should be talking about, and in most cases, the things we just don't talk enough about. And maybe a little bit more of our focus could really bring dramatic changes to our good health and our good life. I also send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. To me, it makes sense to go to places where full service is part of the everyday routine. I was raised, many of us in my age bracket, we were raised at a time when you went to a business, you were waited on, you were serviced, you were your questions were answered, you were taken care of. You were meant to feel comfortable in their four walls. And when you left, you were happy with peace of mind and you couldn't wait to go back the next time. You referred them, you recommended them, you sent people there because of the service and because of everything from prices to selection to quality to the people to the relationships. That's the way things were. Today, we live in a self-service world where we're doing all the work ourselves. We can barely get anybody to get off their phone long enough to help us out. And half the stores we go into, it's more of an we're imposing on them, or, you know, it's a situation where, you know, we're interrupting what they're doing to come into their store. And those are the stores I walk out of. I like to go places where I'm greeted and my questions are answered and I get exactly what I need. And if I'm heading down the wrong path, they can give me the guidance to steer me in the right direction. And I think that a lot of us probably feel the same way, but maybe time and energy and, you know, convenience and things will settle. I don't want to settle. I don't think anybody should settle for anything. I think you should choose out high quality, because if we start recommending to each other to go to places where quality is a big part of the picture, maybe the other people will learn a little bit more, or maybe they won't be there. You know, and it's about really just us wanting to work with companies that want to work with us. Stay Healthy is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They're in their fourth decade for good reason. Go in and see what the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service in a fully packed store with the best of the best, only high integrity, high quality products has to offer you. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Enter your email address. Start getting newsletters, information, and all that good connection to the store, as well as having a place to go to do some research that you know is loaded with great information, just like their Facebook page. Give them a thumbs up. Let them know that you want to connect to them, and every day you'll be connected to the Stay Healthy store. Once again, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Well, today the topic is going to be on the product line from Ancient Nutrition, and Peter Navarro is back with us today. Peter's a devoted health enthusiast with an amazing passion for learning, and he's learned the ins and outs of supplementation. For over past 10 years, he's put together a cumulative amount of great knowledge, and he's obtained it from having the interest and the energy and the passion, but also, you know, the whereabouts to become as fluent as he possibly could in our industry. He studied the Library of Alternative Books. He has this amazing drive to be very well informed. He's also helped guide a lot of individuals to pave a better health and a better way of living a healthier life through his wisdom and advice. Working in retail has led him to new arenas and avenues to help everybody. Now he's got the opportunity to work for one of our industry's finest, Ancient Nutrition. And he's going to be answering and fielding some of the questions that you sent in to me, so I didn't forget about you. We're going to get some of those answered today. It'll be about a lot of the different products. I want to make sure that all of us are realizing that Ancient Nutrition and Stay Healthy offer some amazing deals on the Ancient line. 25% off on all the supplements, 20% off on the essential oils, and any of the keto products and the Dr. X collagen, an extra $5 off coupon. So I'll announce that during the show a couple times, and then we'll get started. Help me welcome my guest, Peter Navarro. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. What's up with you?
Oh, nothing much. Just the same. Enjoying the summer, visiting accounts, educating people as we go along. You know, just living the dream.
It's a good dream, isn't it?
Most definitely is.
You know, I think one of the best things that we have to talk about is, you get to get out there and meet people in the trenches. And you know, as you travel around the country and, you know, you meet people in different areas, do you find that pretty much the same questions because the same problems are popping up in different areas?
It seems to be the general consensus, yes. It seems to be predominantly, you know, digestive questions, you know, skin, joints, but mainly digestion. That seems to be the number one trend that I find commonly everywhere. Everybody seems to be popping up with digestive issues left and right, and it's very sad and very unfortunate, and I hope that we can, you know, move to a direction to turn that around.
Well, let me dive right in here. We're going to hit some of these questions today, and I think they're going to be some real good ones. A lot of questions are coming in today on collagen. And I think a lot of people know that, you know, for the longest period of time, you know, when we used to talk about collagen, we talked more, and this is way before your time, we used to talk about, you know, injecting collagen and how it was one of the best beauty treatments to go to these places and get these very expensive collagen injections. And I don't think anybody ever talked about taking it internally or, you know, about bone broth or about any of the natural collagen products that are out there. So for those people, how would you address the idea and maybe a little background on collagen? And the reason I'm doing it this way is because I've got like 10 questions on people saying, you know, what exactly is this collagen that you take in powder and, you know, and who's a candidate? How would you address that?
So I would start off by explaining that what collagen protein is. And collagen protein is basically a structural protein that is pretty much the majority of the protein in your body. It basically takes up the majority of the collagen in your bones, your teeth, your joints. And basically, as we get older and, you know, as we put our body through the rigor, whether it's exercise or, you know, poor diet or just, you know, constant inflammation, our bodies and just age in general, our body's collagen production starts to decline. So making sure that we're replenishing that into our diet helps us maintain skin elasticity, you know, joint regeneration, tissue regeneration, a healthy digestive system, healthy immune system, healthy detoxification of the liver. So it's definitely one of those things that kind of fell off the wagon a while ago, because things like collagen, things like bone broth, things like gelatin, things of that nature were used historically, and somewhere along the line, you know, people just kind of stopped consuming these products, and it started to show. You know, today in today's society, you know, we constantly hear about joint pain, you hear about, you know, tearing and not recovering properly from injuries, digestive health nonstop, you know, teeth health is not what it used to be, you know, so making sure that we're getting proper nutrition and supplementation with things like collagen is extremely advantageous, especially because, again, it's not something that you can just get in your everyday diet. It's something you have to be conscious of and make sure that you're actually putting forth effort to consume foods, supplements, and products that contain collagen.
Now, when someone asked you a question about when to take their collagen, because I have one question here that says, how do you take it and when do you take it? And the other one says, is are there any age restrictions on using collagen? We might as well just kind of do this in conversation form, and I'll interject the questions.
No, no problem. So in terms of who is a candidate for it, in terms of the research that I've done, I have not really found an age range that people are disqualified from taking collagen. You know, obviously the younger you are, you know, 5 years old and under, obviously you may want to, you know, check with your medical practitioner. But for people a little bit old, for five and up, there's research that shows, you know, children taking it and helps with development of their bones, tissues, and joints. Parents really love it because it's really beneficial for their teeth and their teeth development, which, you know, what parent and what individual doesn't want good teeth from the start? And then as you get older, you know, just the joint aspect for you know, for everyday individuals who, you know, are working, who are out there just putting themselves through the rigor, for athletes, for, you know, as we get a little bit older, just, you know, the concept of time just kind of gets to us, you know, and the sense of the hourglass just kind of takes us away. So making sure that we are, you know, providing, again, our body with that specific nutrition, everybody's a candidate, and everybody can benefit from the highly bioavailable nutrients that come from ingesting collagen. In terms of times of when to take it, I personally haven't found a specific time that one is better than the other, so long as you are consuming it on a regular basis. Personally, I find that the most advantageous time that, you know, just as a general consensus, most people like taking it in the morning with their coffee, and that's purely out of convenience. Some people like to take it post-workout just to help kickstart and regenerate, especially if they're suffering from any types of, you know, inflammation or joint issues. And some people like to just do it before bed, but the general consensus seems to be first thing in the morning with their coffee.
You know, I have a letter here that I want to share with you. I think it's quite nice. It says, Jeff, I've been using the collagen soup broth for a while now, and I buy it already made. I remember my grandmother making it when I was a kid. I started using it, maybe 6 or 8 months ago, and I did notice a little bit of a difference. I then decided to start having a couple protein shakes every day, and after listening to you, I picked up the bone broth protein powder, and I also picked up the Dr. Axe collagen, and I made my protein shake, put a big scoop of the extra collagen in there, and drank it twice a day. It was amazing in the difference of all the things that happened all at one time. My hair started to grow. My fingernails started to grow. My skin got better. My digestive system has been very faulty for a long time. That got better. I increased it to 3 shakes a day, and then I was having 2 big salads with chicken or fish or tuna, however that worked. I dropped about 25 pounds over 2 months. I feel incredible, and my skin, hair, and nails have never looked better. Am I alone on this, or am I doing something that is finally working, or was this meant to work? I know it's a lot of questions, but help me out here. I'm really excited. Now, we get those letters all the time, and I think when people see something, you know, we hear about things, but when you see it, it can be life-changing.
Well, I just want to start by saying thank you for sending them that letter. It's extremely appreciated, and it just brings me great joy to know that individuals out there are, you know, finding relief, mm-hmm. finding success with these products, and it's amazing. So thank you for sharing that.
I was going to say, you know, before you go any further with that, there's a little thing at the bottom that says, you know, P.S. Can I continue doing what I'm doing because I don't want to rock the boat? That's funny.
Most definitely. Most definitely you can continue on the path that you are currently on. You can definitely cut back to two shakes if you wanted to as well. And, you know, sometimes people even go down to maintenance of one. But, you know, depending on your lifestyle, depending on the severity of how long you've, you know, been dealing with a lot of these issues, it may be good just to continue on the same path, just to ensure that you are, you know, really healing and stitching up that intestinal wall and that intestinal lining and really healing that gut permeability. Because I've heard some stories where people, not to like scare anybody, but I've heard some stories where people do, you know, the bone broth and the collagen and they start feeling really good. And then sometimes they, you know, they start to go out to eat a little bit more with their friends and their family because they're starting to feel better. And then they start, you know, not doing the collagen, the bone broth as often as they were. And sometimes those symptoms, especially digestive, start to creep up little by little. So making sure that you're being mindful again of, you know, your overall choices in terms of consuming food and making sure that you're continuing to keep bone broth and collagen as a regular part of your diet is going to make sure that you, you know, keep this health and integrity that you're already on the path of starting.
All right. This one just came in a second ago. It just said, my gastroenterologist is young and very tuned into the natural side of things, although medications are recommended when needed. I have leaky gut, and I've had it for a while, and he suggested that I get off the proton pump inhibitors that I've been using for a while and start taking 3 to 4 scoops of collagen powder every day. So I picked up the multi-collagen at Stay Healthy and started having 3 or 4 scoops a day. I had it in my food, my smoothies, my juice, yogurt, anything I could think to mix it in. After less than 2 weeks, my stomach felt better than it has in 10 years. I talked to my doctor. He's going to do endoscopy probably in about another month. But the inflammation must be going down because I am having no discomfort anymore. It's kind of nice when you have a doctor that recommends these things. Talk to your guest and please let him know and advise him that we're very pleased with what's happening. That's great.
That is great. Again, just more and more of the amazing stories. It's just, again, it's so wonderful to hear. And I'm glad that you have this platform for people to be able to hear and share their success stories and really, you know, find out that there's people out there who are struggling and battling with health ailments that they are and that they're finding relief and success with products like collagen and bone broth. It's really amazing.
Two questions here, both of them on the same thing. One is, I finally am understanding what collagen is all about, and now I've learned there's more than one. And then I have another question came in. It says, can you define the 5 types of collagen and maybe talk about why they're different? Because now I'm seeing products that are multi-collagen products.
Perfect, of course. So we can start off with, so basically there's going to be in the multi-collagen product, there's going to be types 1, types 2, types 3, types 5, and types 10. So they are all going to be from different animals. They are all going to have different amino acid profiles, and they are all going to be structured to work for specific conditions in the body. Okay. So type 1 and 3 will pair together because they usually work synergistically and go hand in hand. And those are generally going to be found in bovine hide or from fish. So types 1 and 3 make up the majority of the collagen in your teeth and in your skin, so that real elasticity, you know, the integrity of your skin and overall making sure that, you know, those fine lines and wrinkles are staying at bay, that's going to be type 1 and 3. Type 2 is going to be predominantly known for being the joint type collagen, and that's mainly because it's going to be extremely high in proline and glycine, and those are known as the connective tissue amino acids. So those are, again, helping with rebuilding and reconstructing and helping with the overall integrity of your joints. Type 5 and type 10. Type 5 is going to be predominantly for hair. It's also been found in studies to help show that women who are nursing or who are pregnant, it helps with the placenta and the fetal development. Those are from eggshell membrane, type 5 and type 10. Type 10 is probably going to be one of the most interesting, as people find that the studies show that it helps actually remineralize bones. So people with low bone density, people who are, you know, more prone to breakage and, you know, overall diet just hasn't been the greatest, having type 10 and that eggshell membrane really helps with the inflammation aspect and the remineralization of the bones and joints.
Now, when you think about it, you know, it's kind of like when we talk about a B complex with all the 11 Bs working better together rather than trying to take isolated B vitamins, because that sometimes they will want to form a B complex and they may rob from other parts of the body to become a whole. So, of course, using a B complex is very effective. Is it more and generally more effective to use a blended combination of collagen, and is it desirable?
I'd say it's definitely most desirable just as a purely a convenience factor. People love to take, you know, one product specifically. However, I tell people that there are specifics. So we, especially with our brand, so we have the multi-collagen protein, which is a great everyday, you know, people are battling with many different ailments, and it's kind of an all-in-one, and it really puts emphasis on the overall body in general. I like to tell people, though, if you are really battling with digestive issues and you're really battling with joint issues as well, I would recommend stacking bone broth protein on top of that. And that's purely just to make sure that you're getting an adequate amount of type 2. And again, multi-collagen protein is going to have a substantial amount and enough to keep you going and to help, you know, heal and repair, but to help kickstart and to really accelerate that recovery and really accelerate the healing of the digestive tract, I would recommend stacking both of them together.
Okay. Here's a question that I know comes up a lot, and it probably comes up all over the country. It says, when I use my flaxseed oil and my fish oil and my cod liver oil, I always put them in foods that are not hot and that are not cooked. I put them in my smoothies or my yogurt or my applesauce or my salsa, and I try to use it that way because I don't want to damage the matrix of the oils. I have friends that put the collagen in food. Some of them put them in soups and broths. They cook with them. They stir them in mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes, and they throw it in stir fry and coffee. I try to tell them that they're damaging it. Am I right? Am I wrong? Can it be used other ways? Because I'd love to know, because if it can, it's going to increase my versatility for getting it in my diet. Great, great question.
Definitely a great question. And to answer the question, due to the structural nature of collagen protein, you can mix it in hot or cold or multi-temperature when cooking, you know, and incorporating it into different recipes. It will not denature the profile, and it will not denature the overall beneficial aspects of consuming collagen. So those people who like to put it in their rice cooker, those people who like to add it to their soups, those people who like to, you know, freeze it and make popsicles, it's very versatile, and it's kind of one of those things where sky's the limit. Just let your imagination kind of take you and, you know, have fun with the way you consume it.
Can you take too much collagen?
I have not read research that says, or that has a limit, that has done, like, you know, really laid it on the label, on the line and said, you know, this is too much, this is, you know, you're going overboard. I usually tell people that it is a protein supplement. And, you know, most people require a lot more protein in their diet than they do the majority of the other macronutrients. So I've seen people go up to, you know, 60, 70 grams of just pure collagen protein a day, not even consuming their, you know, the other protein aspects in their diet, whether it's from meat, fish, plant-based. So I have not personally or read or seen or heard from an individual that they have taken too much. So at this point in time, I will say that there's no research indicating that you can take too much collagen right now.
Okay. Oh, here's a good one. It says, Jeff, I'm one of those people you talk about that one is good, five is better, and I always find better ways for me. I come from a very bad digestive system, and I've done everything from over-the-counter things to enzymes and probiotics and all that stuff. I now use probiotics and enzymes, and I'm doing much, much better. I'm someone who's been drinking bone broth for a long time. But now when I pour my bone broth and I heat it up and put it in my cup, I put a whole scoop of the Dr. Axe collagen in there as well. And I just think that it enhances it. It makes it better. It makes it stronger. My nails, my skin, my hair are so much better. And actually, my gut, I think, has gotten much better. I'll continue to take the enzymes and the probiotics, but just wondered if anybody else does this. I do this twice a day, midday at my desk, and then I do it in the evening when I'm relaxing. I have a cup of chicken broth or beef broth, and I make sure that it's a really good quality bone broth protein, bone broth liquid, and then I just add my scoop of a collagen to it. What do you think about that?
I think that when it comes to digestive health, it is one of those things where, yes, you can take probiotics, and yes, you can take digestive enzymes, and some people find alleviation from just those two. However, in today's day and age, the increase in digestive issues, symptoms like leaky gut, breach digestive walls, things like that, when you take only probiotics and digestive enzymes while dealing with those kinds of issues, it's not going to be as advantageous, because people don't realize you have to heal that intestinal wall. So consuming foods like bone broth, mm-hmm. consuming foods like collagen is definitely going to help take it to the next level. Because usually, depending on how you're changing up your lifestyle and your diet, you may prolong the healing rate of your digestive tract. So by incorporating, again, collagen, bone broth-rich foods to help speed up and accelerate the healing of the wall, that's where you really get the most out of, then replenishing that good bacteria to help make sure that, your flora is balanced, helping bring, digestive enzymes in to help aid in, additional breakdown in that food. But definitely, if you are somebody who's suffering from really serious digestive issues, incorporating the bone broth and collagen will definitely make the biggest difference, and then allow you to, again, once you've healed your digestive tract, you can start absorbing those probiotics better. You can start utilizing those enzymes to the best of their ability. So collagen and bone broth are really working to help give you the most bang for your buck when it comes to other supplements, because the healed digestive tract has a better absorption rate.
All right. We're talking with Peter Navarro today, the line of products, Ancient Nutrition, and I hope that you'll continue. We're answering some of your questions. Remember, 20% off the oils that stay healthy from Ancient Nutrition, 25% off the supplements, and also ask for your $5 coupon that you can use on keto or the Dr. Axe collagen, and those are above and beyond the sale price. So definitely make sure that you ask for those and enjoy those wonderful discounts. Great prices on the Ancient Nutrition line at Stay Healthy. A quick break. We'll be right back with Peter Navarro and Ancient Nutrition. Don't go away.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that. Life Seasons is committed to providing high-quality, condition-specific supplements that support a healthy and vibrant life. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief. Best ingredients. Best formulas. Best results. Life Seasons clearly states the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Life Seasons does extensive research to develop their condition-specific formulas and are guided by four core philosophies in the development of its formulas. First, we take a naturopathic approach, meaning we try to get to the base cause of the illness and trying to bring the body's own innate healing force into play to heal the patient inside out, or metaphorically, from the ground up. Second, we incorporate an eclectic approach. It means that the doctor or practitioner is going to choose from a wide range of treatment options and opt for the one or ones that seem best, as long as the treatments are natural, holistic, and non-invasive. Third, we use doctrine of signatures, which is one of the oldest aspects of a foundational tenet of scientific investigation, observation. Ancient herbalists noticed by general and close observation of physical characteristics of plants, things like color, shape of leaves or roots, growing conditions, environmental preferences, and animal usage, that plants gave clues as to what uses as food and medicine they might be effectively used for. Lastly, we formulate tonics. Did you know that the oldest systems of medicine in the world, TCM and Ayurvedic medicine, teach about and use a class of medicines known as tonics as their highest, best treatments? Tonics allow the body to work its way into balance. And balance cures faster and more deeply than any external force. See the complete line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
Dive deep into heightened mental alertness, strength, and mobility as your body absorbs omega-3 nutrients. A transformation of energy, radiance, and vitality is restored. A new, healthier, and balanced you has surfaced from Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. Barleen's fish comes from the Earth's purest, most pristine cold waters. A four-generation family fishing heritage guarantees that every drop has the highest levels of beneficial omega-3s, which are essential in supporting overall health, such as increased energy, joint mobility, mental clarity, and heart health. The International Fish Oil Standards, the world's strictest testing lab, has honored Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil with the highest five-star rating. Try these delicious, all-natural citrus flavors, and you'll see why Barleen's was voted the 2010 Essentials and Top Gear Awards for Best Fish Oil. Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. It's freshness you can feel.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to your one-stop, full-service location, Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, and in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Go in for great choices, as well as meeting the most knowledgeable staff, getting the best customer service. All of it wrapped up into a full-service location with the best of the best in every category and awesome prices every day. Prices like 20% off the Ancient Nutrition oils, 25% all of their supplements, and make sure to ask for that extra $5 off coupon to use on the Dr. Axe collagen and the keto products at Stay Healthy. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. We're talking with Peter Navarro today, and great to have him here with us representing Ancient Nutrition, fielding some of your questions that have come in, and a couple of them actually this morning, but some good questions. How you doing, Peter? Hanging in there?
Definitely hanging in here. Definitely excited for more questions.
All righty. This is one that comes in a lot, and I think it comes in almost every category of our industry. Do I need to discuss using collagen with my doctor? And number two, does it fight for absorption with any of my medications? Great question again.
Definitely great questions. So in terms of, you know, consulting with your medical practitioner, I would always recommend, you know, just as rule of thumb, always communicate what you were consuming, what you were taking. I haven't heard, in terms of the interactions, in terms of studies, research, or, you know, word of mouth, I have not heard of any interactions in terms of the collagen protein, bone broth protein, interfering or, you know, having negative reactions with consuming prescription medication as well. Again, that's just based on what I've read in the field, what the research that I've done. But there's constantly new research coming out, just like there's constantly new prescriptions coming out. So the best bet, again, would always be to consult your medical practitioner. But however, just always keep in mind, though, that when you're dealing with collagen and when you're dealing with bone broth, you are dealing with real food, whole food supplements. And probably the biggest concern that I would probably suggest that you ask yourself when, you know, going out and buying these products, it's mainly just in regards to allergens, like just because the multi-collagen protein, for example, has, you know, fish product in there, it has egg product, you know, some people are sensitive to beef. Outside of that, I would say that you're pretty good in terms of, again, no interactions and, you know, not having any side effects or adverse reactions. But again, always stick to that rule of thumb and always communicate, especially if you're somebody who is using prescription medication and somebody who's working closely with the doctor. Honesty is key in that relationship.
Okay. Another question. Does the collagen products, and do they, I know we're talking a lot about collagen, we're going to move into keto in a second here. Does the collagen work better in food or in liquid? Is there a preference?
In terms of the bioavailability or the effectiveness, it'll work great in either or. Okay. It's just a matter of just getting it in and consuming it again on a regular basis and staying consistent. And consistency is the key with collagen and bone broth, just because, again, those amino acids and the collagen take time to build up in your system. And, you know, you're constantly on a daily basis needing protein, needing collagen just to deal with not just, you know, the ailments or the things that we want to take care of, like hair, skin, and nails, but there's internal factors that also require collagen and protein. So making sure you're having an adequate amount on a daily basis is going to help keep you on the right road.
All right. We're going to slide over to keto now. It says, I've been doing the keto diet for a while. I came in to see Marge and she recommended some of the capsule formulas and it almost within a couple of days made a difference. I wonder why I wasn't getting great results. I brought in the multi. I brought in a couple of the other products. I brought in the keto fire and I'm actually doing so much better. I'm just wondering, is this something that everybody needs to make the keto work well, or are they just really good tools to get you more out of your program? That's interesting.
Definitely good questions, really good questions. So in terms of, you know, keto and the keto supplement line, probably the only two that I would say that are definitely must are going to be the Keto Multi and Keto pH. So Keto Multi is mainly just for individuals who are just transitioning to keto or maybe somebody who hasn't taken a multi in general. It really helps get that emphasis on the nutrition aspect of it. And most people, you know, do what's called dirty keto, which I won't discuss whether that's, you know, good or bad. It's just that's one of the terms that people like to use when they're, you know, just going to like the fast food drive through and throwing away the bread and, you know, only sticking to certain macronutrients. And even if you're eating healthy or what they call clean keto, you're only having a certain emphasis on a certain variety of foods and macronutrients. So you may not always have the best nutrition. So the reason for that is you're going to need to have a strong multivitamin that's going to provide you with, you know, all the nutrients that you wouldn't be getting normally in this diet. So again, we all know vitamins and minerals help our bodies work to optimal performance. So making sure that you're having all these nutrients will make sure that you're, again, not hitting a hip plateau, not getting stagnant, and having the actual energy to get through your workouts and to live that lifestyle and maintain it for a longer period of time. The keto pH is also important because a lot of people don't realize this, but when you get into a state of ketosis, your body and your muscle cells usually don't hold glycogen any longer. So what that means is your body isn't storing water and it's not storing those electrolytes in your muscle cells. So water is just kind of flying through you, and you're kind of just, you know, the more you sweat, the more you urinate, the more active you are, the more electrolyte you're going to require, again, to help make sure that you're, you know, not cramping, not getting prone to dehydration. So those two specifically are going to be, you know, hands down must-have. Another one that I like to say would be, you know, everybody should take it at least once during their keto route is Keto Fire. And the reason for that is, most of us, you know, when we're transitioning into the keto lifestyle or following the keto diet, we've been what you would call sugar burners for the majority of our lives. Some of us have, you know, 20 plus years. It just depends. And, you know, based on metabolism and other factors, some individuals have a harder time converting over to having their liver actually produce ketones that their body will actually utilize for energy. So during that transitional phase of keto, your body isn't yet conformed, so you have no readily available source of energy. So having products like MCT oil or exogenous ketones gives your body a free form energy that it can utilize. So you could say goodbye to things like keto flu, you know, brain fog, you know, cravings, you know, just feeling really run down while in that transitional phase, because those supplements and those ingredients are specifically designed to help make your transition so much more smoother, so much more easier. And even to continue on to that, individuals who like to work out on keto, especially early on in the beginning stages of it, it's not always the easiest, especially if your body's not fully transitioned yet. So having those ingredients and having those supplements, again, keeps your performance up as well as, you know, helps you transition to the overall aspect of a ketogenic lifestyle.
You know, the other thing about this is, you know, these are great tools. And, you know, no matter what kind of a weight loss or, you know, calorie restrictive or eating kind of program you choose to do, if there are tools that are going to make things easier and better for you, I mean, you should really look into them. I think a lot of us are just, you know, maybe just not upped on that. And I think a lot of people do what you said, you know, they just throw the bread away and think they're doing okay, but they could be doing so much better, even feeling so much better. Like this question says, I didn't know anything about that there were keto protein powders available. I started having this a couple times a day and it made a dramatic difference in the way I felt because I was exhausted. And then I brought in the keto vitamin as well, and it was just life-changing for me. So, you know, please, if you get time, you know, let other people know that we are feeling really good out here. But I had no idea that there were supplements just for this way of eating. There you go.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And to touch upon keto protein real quick, you know, again, that was designed by Jordan and Dr. Josh Axe with the idea that, you know, at the time of making this, there wasn't a lot of keto options available in terms of snacks, in terms of on-the-go meals, again, because most people at the time were hitting the drive-through again, and just throwing away the bread like we were talking about, which isn't always the most healthiest and nutritionally, you know, advantageous option. So by providing a nutrient-rich, you know, vitamins, minerals, adaptogenic herbs, healthy MCTs, healthy fats from bone broth oil, you know, really putting together a superfood supplement to help you on the go and to help keep you in ketosis and help kick those cravings. That was the idea in mind when this product was, you know, invented. So I'm really glad to hear that people are finding really good success with it because, again, that's what it was designed for people on the go, for people who just need, you know, some changing up from their keto diet. You know, sometimes people don't really, you know, they like to change up the meats, the salads, you know, things of that nature. So having, you know, those awesome flavors available and the awesome nutrition to help keep you on your goal, it's just so wonderful, and I'm glad people are enjoying them.
This is good. It says, you know, Jeff, I wanted to give you some feedback on the Ancient Nutrition Keto Fire. I started the keto diet. I've been doing pretty well. I've been losing some weight and actually feeling better. So I went back to the gym and started doing cardiovascular exercise. And when I went to the store to pick up the keto protein, I was suggested that I might want to think about trying the Keto Fire to get a little bit more out of my cardiovascular exercise. Oh, my goodness. It made such a difference. I had so much more energy. I worked out even harder, and I started seeing the burn and the weight loss and the spot area reduction in so many different areas. So I take it every time I go to the gym. I go 6 days a week, and I do at least an hour of cardiovascular and then some light weights. It's really pushed me to want to keep going back because I'm seeing a change. My question, can I use the Keto Fire continuously? Should I lay off on the day off I'm not exercising? And I do take it about a half hour to 45 minutes before I work out, and I take my second dosage in the afternoon. Thoughts?
You can most definitely use it and have it selectively for your days that you are working out. And then there's the other side of it as well. If you're somebody who, for anybody else listening, if you're somebody who's dealing with digestive issues or has a gut imbalance while you are transitioning to keto, Keto Fire will be phenomenal for you because the butyric acid in there actually helps combat inflammation, especially in the intestinal lining. It helps rebalance and act as a fuel for your good bacteria. So for people who just want to take it on their workout days or who need those pick-me-ups, it's great. And then for the people who really, really, really need that extra care and the extra support, whether on keto or not, having that extra butyric acid really helps, again, with the inflammation and the rebalancing of the intestinal flora. So you can take it every day and see tremendous benefits on different aspects of it, or you can save it specifically for as like a pre-workout because it's advantageous either way to just make sure you have it on a regular basis or have it, the option available.
This question just came in. It says, I have the keto protein a couple times a day, but after listening to the first part of your show, I want to take the collagen. Can I put the collagen powder in my keto protein shake? Will it take me out of ketosis? Is this safe? Another good question.
Definitely a good question. I would look at your overall macros because that's really what's going to determine whether you get kicked out of ketosis or not. So there's some people out there who, you know, and there is some research out there that shows that if you have way too much protein on a ketogenic diet, your body will go through a process which is called gluconeogenesis, and that is when your body will utilize the excess protein and turn it into glycogen, a form of fuel for, you know, your brain and other aspects of your body. Now, my best advice for individuals who are concerned about that is to download the MyFitnessPal app or to, you know, monitor your macros and just make sure that you're staying into, you know, the 60% up of fat, the 20 to 30% of protein, and the 5% carbohydrates. And my biggest suggestion would be to not eat what you would call naked protein. So if you're mixing your collagen into your keto protein, I would not worry too much about it just because, again, you are mixing it with two different types of fat. So that will change not necessarily the profile, but the way and the release that your body actually absorbs it and utilizes it. It'll be more of a sustained release as opposed to having it, again, naked without carbs or without fat, which, you know, your body will just utilize it as is. And that's when you're more inclined to, you know, be worrisome of getting kicked out of ketosis. But as long as you're balancing your macronutrients, making sure you're not, you know, exceeding your daily limit of protein, and you're, again, pairing your protein or collagen with fat, I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay. That's great. No, I appreciate you handling that question. These are great. I have a very, very knowledgeable audience, as you can tell, and they want to make sure that they're doing things right. Safe for children, Peter? Keto products, yes. Or older?
Yes.
Older.
Oh, so the keto. Sorry, I apologize. So the keto products, I would definitely, you know, talk to your doctor just because, you know, you want to make sure, you know, you're doing the blood work and the blood panels on your children. And also, one thing to be mindful of is, if you are giving the keto protein to children or the keto feast to children, you want to make sure that you're only doing the maple flavor. And the reason for that is because that's caffeine-free. The remainder of the products have about 25 to 50 milligrams of caffeine from coffee berry extract. So, again, you obviously don't want your kids to be wired. You don't want your children to be overstimulated. So if you were going to, I would definitely only do maple. And I would also...
I think I'm going to... we'll get him back. I'm glad he mentioned the thing about the caffeine. Obviously, kids today are having caffeine. You know, let's just face it. They're having it in their sodas. They're having it in the foods and the things that they're eating every single day. But as parents, if we control a little bit of that caffeine, I think that's important. Peter, I was just alluding to, you know, kids are getting caffeine, but we don't need to add to it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Sorry about that, everybody. So, yes, making sure that, again, you are... You know, just being mindful of the overall caloric intake and the overall nutrient intake. Again, if you're giving your child, you know, keto-based products for specific health issues and health concerns, you know, I won't go into the specifics, but if you are using it for that reason, then again, it can be definitely advantageous. If you're just somebody who wants to give your child keto protein just because, you know, of whatever reason, you want to make sure that you're balancing, again, their other macronutrients out. Because you want to make sure that if they are doing a lot more keto protein and a lot more fats, that you want to not overindulge on their carbohydrates, just because that's where you get into, you know, you have an overabundance of fuel sources, so your body can't really decide which one to use, especially if it's not optimal, working at optimal performance. So that's when you start worrying about, you know, gaining weight and having a surplus of calories and a surplus of fuel. Mm-hmm. So that's something to keep in mind as well.
You know, I think there's a lot of good information out there, and I think that Ancient Nutrition really does put out good information, especially when you visit their webpage and things like that. And I think there's just a lot more knowledge to be had. You know, keto just kind of dumped in everybody's lap, and, you know, not a lot of companies took the time to really explain it or give the tools. And collagen just kind of exploded as well. And, you know, I think that you've been able to provide a lot of different choices and a lot of different alternatives. And I think that's really important because, you know, the guidance really allows us to get better results because some people don't like to ask questions.
No, they don't. Especially in today's day and age, it's very unfortunate that people don't feel that they have a voice to be mm-hmm. able to express themselves and ask the questions regarding their own health. And I think it's good that there's starting to be a kind of a shift or a transition, if you will, in the industry and in the medical community and in the health community, that people are starting to, you know, rise up and start to ask questions and starting to realize that they have power to ask these questions and that they have the power to take control and take their health back. So I think it's an amazing thing.
Well, I want to thank you, my friend, for being here today. Thanks for the clarity. Thanks for answering and fielding all these questions. I know it's just, I don't give you any notice, so I just kind of throw them at you. So thank you for being so in tune and so aware and for being able to answer these questions so people can understand them. Have a great day and look forward to our next chat.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a good one. Goodbye, everybody.
I want to remind everybody that Ancient Nutrition products are available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll probably find more Ancient Nutrition there than you will anywhere else. You can get 20% off on their essential oils, 25% off on the supplements, and also ask for a $5 off coupon that you can use on the Dr. Axe Collagen or the Keto products. And that $5 coupon is above and beyond the other discounts that are on there as well. So make sure that you go to Stay Healthy, check out all the products from Ancient Nutrition. You can ask questions on any of the keto products or any of the collagen products any single day that you go in. It's the most knowledgeable staff and the best customer service in the industry. So, you know, when you decide to start getting healthy and you decide to start, you know, aiming yourself in a healthier direction, my goodness, choose a place where your questions are answered fully and completely and honestly and truthfully, and that you have a backup system where you can go back and say, you know, we had this conversation the other day. I got most of the conversation, but I think I forgot to tell you this, this, and this. Do I still head in the right direction? It's a great resource for dialogue. And that's the way that Wayne wanted his store when he founded it. He wanted an information-based store loaded with the best quality products, you know, fully packed with the best of the best. And that's what you get at Stay Healthy every day. Did you know they're Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer? And they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. And they're closed on Sunday. Stay healthy, making it easy, making it understandable, taking out the misinformation and giving you a better dialogue with a better understanding of the health and nutrition field. Because, you know, if you understand it better, you're going to talk about it. And if you talk about it, you're going to understand it better. And then you're going to be able to have conversations where you're going to learn even more. And that is really, really important. So please take the time to do that. Once again, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. 20% off the Ancient Nutrition oils, the essential oils. 25% off all the other supplements. $5 off coupons available for the Dr. Axe collagen products or the keto products. And you can use that above and beyond your discount that is already in place. Stay healthy, making it easy for you every day. And I want to thank you all for taking the time to think about your own health and prioritize your healthy well-being. And maybe wake up and decide, you know what? It's time for me to start heading in a healthy direction. I've been fixing the world and putting everybody else back together. It's time for me to start putting myself back together so I can start having a better quality of life. It's great and honorable to be that go-to person. But don't crash and burn helping everybody else without helping yourself. Tune into the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, where I bring you the relevant topics and the best guests in the industry, and courtesy of my incredible producer, as well as Lotus Broadcasting, all of my shows. They're recorded, they're podcast, and they're archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. So that all you have to do is click on the archive icon, download the shows that you want to listen to when it's convenient for you, and then you can start, you know, getting yourself caught up. Or maybe you want to go back and hear a show again. Or maybe you're sending a friend or a coworker saying, you know what, exactly what we're talking about, Jeff's show was on this morning. Go there and listen to the show. You know what? It's all about information, education. It's all about knowledge, and it's all about having it or not having it. Let's have the information. Have a great day. Do something awesome for yourself. Be well, and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.